Hi, it's Naftali with Family First Care.
Hello.
Yes, hi. Which one
Hello.
am I speaking with? Yes.
This is Jack Mills.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Jasmine transferred you to me. Okay, perfect. So let me just go ahead and pull up the file. Okay. First, let me ask you a few questions to see if you qualify financially, and we'll go ahead and explain you the process. Are you making more than $2,900 per month? Hello? Hi, Jack Neil. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello. Yeah. Are you able to hear me?
Okay. You said if I make $2,900 a month.
Yes. If you over that limit.
No.
No. Okay. Okay. And just to clear, you're applying for yourself, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you have any assets like a house on your name or anything else?
No.
A life insurance policy or any car?
The car?
Yeah, do you have one car or do you have
So it's the car's in my mom's name right now.
Another name. Okay, perfect. And just one more question, two questions actually. Are you married?
No, I'm not.
Okay, and do you have any minors under 21 living in your house that you support them financially?
No.
No. Okay, perfect. So you should be, you're in within the limit, so you should be able to qualify. Now, my name is Naftali. I'll be the coordinator to help you along the way, and let me explain you why the process takes in, and then I'll get you started with the first few steps. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
So bear with me with 5 minutes or more, so I'll explain you the process. So basically, you'll undergo two assessments. The first one is with the PAIEB, which is the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. So they will come down to your house and assess the financial eligibility of yours. And it's going to be an in-house assessment, which you will call and schedule. I'll actually transfer you once we finish the call to get you scheduled for the first assessment. Within a few days after the first assessment, the aging agency will call you to schedule the second assessment, which is more like a functional assessment. They will determine your needs and will also be an in-person visit in your house. Along with these two assessments, we will need two things now. One is the PCP form signed from a doctor stating that the patient needs services. So we have our telehealth doctor that can help you with that. So one second. I see over here in your file that the name is Los Cirillo.
Yes, Cirillo, yeah.
Cirillo, oh, okay, that's you.
No, that's my mom.
Oh, so you're applying for your mom. Okay.
Yeah, I'm Jack Mel Cirillo. I would be the caretaker.
Okay, got it. So and all the financial questions that I asked is about the patient. So the patient is within the limit, right?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So again, so with together with these two assessments, we will need to have the PCP form signed from a doctor that the patient needs services. So we have a telehealth doctor that can sign it over the phone. and we can go ahead and schedule it. Would you like me to go ahead and request a tele doctor for an appointment over the phone?
Okay. Sure.
Let me see. I'll go ahead and create a referral real quick. And
when will we do this?
So we'll go ahead and call in a minute to schedule, and whenever you will be available, they will, you know.
And what's the process on that? Do they interview her?
Yeah, so they just ask a few questions. Before, they'll need the medications list from the pharmacy. They can call the pharmacy, and then they will ask them, like, some medical questions, medical history, and it's a 15-minute phone call. They can ask it from you, either from the patient, whatever works with you.
You said 15 minutes or 50?
15.
Okay.
Yes. 1 minute. Putting in the patient's name, Brillo, Leo, X. I'm putting in the date of birth, is October 1, 1948, and the patient is a female, and I'm putting in the phone number. Let's see, your phone number is 717-333-6813.
333-6813.
Again?
717-333-6813.
6813, yes, yes, that's what I got. Medicaid ID, AJJ. Okay. Patients. Right now, saving the referral over here. Okay, so now let's go ahead and call in the telehealth doctor to schedule an appointment with you. So if you can hold for just 1 minute.
Thank you for calling New York Bell.